And my guest is Dan Varley from Love Musgrove. Dan, good to see you again.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Last time I saw you, I was driving through the market in the banner van, and there you were with your Christmas hat on.
Yeah, you were indeed, blasting the Christmas tunes.
So for those that don't know you, just share a little bit about yourself.
Cool. I'm Dan. I'm the community fundraiser at Love Musgrove, and Love Musgrove is the official charity for Musgrove Park Hospital. So we're supporting them on everything that they want to do above and beyond what the NHS can fund. And so obviously at the moment, we're all talking about COVID.
You've done some really, really big projects over the last two or three years. Just give us a bit of a review of some of those before we talk about the COVID Response Fund.
Yeah, so we had amazing support finished back in Christmas of 2018. We raised £1 million for a new MRI scanner, which is now up and working.
I was going to say, that must be in situ. And
yeah, it was great. It was in within 6 months of finishing after they did a bit of building work. And I saw it get craned in, this giant kind of tube-like machinery. So yeah, that's
it's nice when you see things like that, isn't it? Because you think, well, actually, for 18 months of my life, all I've done is help raise money for this bit of kit, and now it's actually going in.
Yeah, it was amazing to see. Amazing to see, and amazing to show the people that had helped raise the money for it.
And the Duchess, wasn't it, came in and opened it? Was it? No, it was Queen. Who was it?
The Countess of Wessex.
Yes, yeah. I knew it was a bit of royalty.
She's our royal patron, and so she very kindly came in officially.
And she's lovely as well, isn't she?
Yeah, really lovely.
She's like a normal person.
Yeah, she's very nice and down to earth and loves talking with the staff when she comes to visit. So
good. Right, okay. So that was obviously notably one of the biggest things you've done. You've reopened the COVID What's It Fund.
Yeah, the COVID Response Fund, yeah. Well,
you've got the technical name.
Yes, of course. So we raised an absolutely incredible amount. We raised £650,000 last
year.
Really? Yeah. Brilliant. Absolute amazing support. We had money from NHS Charities Together, of which we're a member. So that was the national charity that was supported by people like Captain Tom. So we got money on behalf of him from them. And we also had some money from the local community, loads of people taking part in fundraisers. And so we got to a point kind of middle to end of last year where we thought, this has done really well, we've got some amazing things that we want to spend the money on, let's close the fund now and we'll have a look at where we are. Obviously with everything going on at the moment, we thought, right, now's the time to really get stuck back in, let's redo a lot of the things that we did last time and see what else we can do to support staff and patients.
Let's go back to, you just mentioned and touched on him, Captain Tom. I don't think he realises the effect that he has actually had, does he?
It's been amazing. And, you know, a lot of people were spurred on by what he did to help their local NHS charities. So we had a number of fundraisers doing things like that. Had little five-year-olds taking on mini triathlons and all sorts of things. So, yeah, he really did inspire a lot of people to do good.
In fact, Berry's coaches named their new bus after him.
Oh, brilliant. That's lovely.
How good is that?
Yeah, really.
Bless
good.
Him. So if anybody wants to donate to the fund or help out in any way, what is it particularly looking for at the moment?
So looking for donations and fundraisers. We were able to do some really great stuff last year. So we opened up a colleague wellbeing phone line. So those staff that might be suffering a little bit are able to ring a phone line and speak to a professional. We funded over 15,000 staff meals. We bought iPads so isolated patients could stay in communication with their loved ones. And we bought a load of digital radios so those patients in isolated rooms that aren't really seeing anyone can continue to listen to the radio.
Do you know what? It's a really, really good point that you touch on. Radio listening through COVID has gone up through the roof over the last 12 months, naturally. And it's a natural progression because people are stuck at home, not doing much. They want to know what's going on. So your radio, your next best friend, if you like.
Of course.
And we do get treated as people's best friends at times.
Absolutely.
For those that are lonely and that are isolated.
And the building that's got COVID patients in at the moment has a lot of single rooms, so those patients that might only be seeing staff every hour or so that just need a friend in the room but unfortunately can't have their own friends and family can have a nice chat on the radio.
I was going to say, let's not forget as well, the hospital does have quite a few COVID patients in at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does indeed. More this time than it had at any point last year. So yeah, we've done some amazing work with staff. I managed to speak to a lovely member of staff, Olivia, who's an ITU staff nurse. And she was sort of saying, it's a real pleasure and a real privilege to treat patients on the intensive care unit. But obviously it is quite stressful and there's a lot going on and there's more people than they've seen at any point so far. So she just wanted to say kind of like, it was amazing to see the support that they were getting from the public through our fund just as a morale boost, really.
I was going to say, because these guys, they go in, day out, and it's literally non-stop. And they probably don't get much of a breather. They probably don't get a lot of time off. Mm-hmm. My next door neighbour's actually in ITU. So I kind of get a little bit of feedback from her when I see her, which is very rare, to be honest. And it's nice for them to sit back and look outside of the bubble and look in and see what else the charity is doing.
One of the nicest things that we like to do is a lot of people kind of donate on our website and send us letters and stuff. And we really like to share the messages that they send in with the staff.
Oh, I think it's important. I think you should shout about that
Absolutely,
sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So really easy to donate. You can go on our website. You can, the URL is www.lovemusgrove.org.uk/COVID-19. And that'll lead you right to our response fund page and show you everything that we've been doing. You can send us a check in the post if you like. Our address is Love Musgrove, Musgrove Park Hospital, Taunton, Somerset, TA15DA. Or one of the easiest things you could do right now is text the word Musgrove followed by your donation amount. So you might text Musgrove £10 to 70085.
Excellent. Or you can pick up the full story in the current issue of Toe News, which is available to download at toenews.co.uk. Dan, as always, good to see you again, and we'll see you next month.
Yes.
My guest is Dan Varley from Love Musgrove.